And you're welcome back to the programme. 21 minutes to the hour is the time, and I'm joined on the line now by Patrina Mitchell, career consultant with Sliinte. Patrina, good evening to you.
Hi, Aidan, how are you?
And thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme this evening. This is an email from AB. I really enjoy my work, but there are days and indeed weeks when I'm completely bored. What can I do?
Yeah, so I suppose many workplace surveys have actually recognised that boredom is simply part of our daily lives and part of our actually work lives as well. And it's actually most prevalent during the winter months. So hopefully now that spring is on the horizon, it'll become less prevalent for this particular person. But I suppose in order to manage boredom, employees generally kind of, use time-filling tasks such as kind of tidying files and folders and checking out social media, more frequent snacking, and often a lack of energy is associated with boredom as well. So I suppose there are a number of strategies out there that you can use, and a lot of employers and HR teams also adopt employee engagement strategies to help staff overcome or manage any boredom that may be there. So in terms of personal strategies, I suppose the first thing I would always recommend is to identify why and when boredom arises, because there may be patterns there that you may see that there are tasks that you are doing that where boredom actually increases. And I suppose to try and design plans or, you know, other triggers or habits to overcome some of those reasons. And, you know, it may even be in terms of setting a monthly challenge for yourself in terms of developing a new skill or something like that. So the second thing that I'd often say to people is evaluate what you do and why you're doing it, and I suppose the purpose. If employees can understand the impact of their work and what it means for others, whether that be, you know, direct customers or colleagues or clients, or, you know, just getting a better understanding of the meaning of your work can often bring a fresh understanding to the importance of how you're actually working and the standards that you need to have. Because sometimes, you know, if you're doing the same job for a long period of time, you can kind of lose sight of that. So that's always a good place to start as well, is understanding the purpose of your work.
But Patrina, can I just cut across you at that point? You know, this individual is saying that they enjoy their work, but there are days and weeks when they're completely bored. Could it be a possibility that they're actually denying reality and that they don't really enjoy their work, that they are increasingly bored, and that perhaps it mightn't be a bad time to consider moving on?
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose, you know, I would always say, like, you can't change what you don't acknowledge. So the fact that he's actually even, or she, is recognising the fact that there is boredom is great. And as you rightly say, boredom can be viewed nearly as a warning sign that you've become stagnant in your role, maybe, or you have a desire to do something different, and this is your way of kind of feeling that you need to review and implement maybe some career changes. So that is certainly something that, you know, we would see is, you know, maybe it's an opportunity for you to look at your, you know, your career and maybe challenge yourself to think bigger, be more creative, be brave, and look for other opportunities.
Because I think we all are bored to a certain extent with our work. It may be a lull in the working day. It might be something entirely different to that. But then other aspects of it we find very challenging. We certainly enjoy it. We may be even, you know, ecstatic about something achieved or something done or whatever it might be. And if you can accept that that's part and parcel of the working life, then fine. But I think if it becomes more and more frequent, then it may be something more fundamental.
Yeah, absolutely. If I look at the kind of the, you know, there are always going to be days and weeks where, you know, there are kind of lulls within the work, and that's just the nature and cyclical nature of some roles. But it's trying to find kind of strategies and you know, I suppose other focuses so that you can overcome some of those maybe monotonous or routine tasks that, you know, often they may have been challenging and you've been very engaged in them maybe when you started out in your career or in your particular job. But over time, you know, it just becomes routine to you and you're able to do it, you know, very easily. So you're not being challenged and you're not being, challenged, you know, to have your brain thinking all the time while you're doing it.
Would it be, just a final thought, would it be best for this person perhaps to just stand back and simply ask themselves the obvious question, is this just a normal part of my working day, lull, boredom, or is there something more fundamental happening within me and really I need to take a much broader look at this? Is that what they really should do?
Yeah, there's that, but, you know, I would also, you know, I wouldn't kind of, you know, say that that's, you know, you just need to do a full drastic career change.
Yeah.
You know, there may be some small things that you can do within your current role, such as, you know, maybe putting your hand up for new projects, looking at kind of temporary assignments, or even just having a conversation with your manager and saying, you know, look, I'm up for something more. You know, what else can you give me? How can we create opportunities for me to be more challenged in work? Because, you know, by being bored, there's a certain element of you're recognizing that you can do more and that you're eager to do more. So even having those internal discussions, you know, with your employer is a good first start, and see if that's something that, you know, you can both work on together to find something to create or occupy you.
Very good. We must leave it there. Patrina Mitchell, career consultant with Slinua. Many thanks indeed for joining us on the programme this evening.